The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you on this Wednesday. It's hump day here on the Power Hour. Let's see, what guests do we have on today? Miriam Grossman. She is a doctor. She has an MD following her name, and she has written a book called Lost in Transnation. Not translation. Oh, no, not translation. No, Transnation, a child psychiatrist's guide out of the madness. So she is going to discuss, and you parents out there that have kids that are having issues are probably going to want to listen to this. Also, joining us in our next hour is the owner and CEO of Aquanetics, H2O, Alan Gossett. And, of course, he's got 8 units set aside for the Power Hour listeners. Only 8. You get $100 off your order while supplies last, according to the promotion here, my notes. Things are kind of crazy this morning because the issue with the gas explosion in Springfield, Missouri is still made a mess of things. So we just want to let you know that is going on. So it's kind of screwing with the order processing right now. You can still call the Power Mall, of course, when it opens up in the next hour, but we've got some issues that are happening at this juncture that are preventing us from, you know, completing shipment and whatnot because of this. So we're looking at getting that resolved today. So don't panic. We're taking orders for all Strauss Naturals products, by the way, including the cinnamon flavored heart drops. And Strauss is going to be drop shipping all Power Mall orders now. You can sign up for auto ship if you want to. Canceling is easy. You can decide how you want to get it shipped to you, how often, and it's hassle-free. If you want to cancel, you just call or email us and let us know. That simple. On thepowermall.com, we've got the daily deal. And let's say that you want to order James McCanney's water filters. We had him on the show last week. You don't have internet. You can call us when we open up at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. And we'll take care of it. You can also, if you don't have internet, we can send you a Power Hour or Power Mall, rather, catalog. And that'll be cool. Tomorrow, looking forward to Trump's former ICE director, Tom Homan, joining us. We're going to be talking about a multitude of things, like just how secure is this country? And, of course, for those of you who are having issues with your telephone, want to remind you again, the true telephone number to call that we actually own and control, and T-Mobile and these other carriers aren't going to ding you on your phone. We've had a lot of people calling the Power Hours, complaining about the fact they got charged because they're staying on the phone for 2 hours listening to the show. Well, they got all these other numbers floating around out there, and, you know, we can't help that the telephone companies are messing with you. The only legitimate number that we can control that you can listen to on a regular basis without getting beat up, because other companies like Talk Stream Live and T-Mobile and whatnot are charging for this now. So, you know, we're trying to avoid having that happen. The official phone number, I know, I've been talking about it now and giving you a chance to grab a pencil or a pen. Wo'n Sie eine Bleistift? That's German for where is your pencil? Wo'n Sie eine Feder? Where is your pen? I'm teaching you some German this morning, folks. This is what little German I learned in German class in high school, because our instructor, our teacher, never bothered to show up until 5 minutes before the class was up. We're like, wait a minute, you let us cut up in class and talk about whatever. It's like glorified study hall. And in 5 minutes, you show up before the class ends and open your books and start teaching us German. And so what little German I learned was, you know, von Sie eine, which is where is your, all right? Von Sie eine. Yeah, where is your Bleistift, pencil, von Sie eine Feder, pen, all right? 631-359-8232. And you know what the teacher said? Well, they're going to cancel this class next year, so why bother? Don't you just love the way teachers think these days? And that was back in the 70s that thought process was going on. So what does that tell you? For those of you who want to contribute to the Power Hour, you can, clicking on the Support Us tab at thepowerhour.com, or you can snail mail us a donation at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. You can call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829. Make a donation that way as well. You can also do it through our Partners tab. And, of course, we got the new partner coming soon because everybody's freaking out about mRNA in their beef. Where's the beef? Is this beef contaminated? Well, not yet. Those of you who are, like, in this mode about what's the government doing now and what are they injecting into our food and, you know, okay. We are not fear-mongering here. We already know that they've done this to the pork. They've been porking around with the pork. So you might want to avoid eating pork. Wow, wouldn't that be amazing if the entire nation of America just said, no more pork, and all the pork producers and pig farmers are going to be going, wait a minute. And they're going to be, of course, begging the government for subsidies. But I like my pork chop. Well, you fine. You go ahead and eat your mRNA pork chop. They haven't gotten to the beef yet, and that's the operative word, yet. So this is what we know. We know they have not started injecting cows with, supposedly it's this RSV, syncytial virus junk that they're trying to vaccinate them for with this mRNA, you know, to try to alter their DNA in the cows. We already know that many of these animals that they've been testing that have been injected with this stuff, within minutes, drop dead. You know, so what does that tell you about what they're trying to do to your food supply? They want to give you the vaccine and kill off as many people as possible. That's what this is all about, is depopulation. So we're partnering with J.D. Rucker, who has been on the show here recently, and the name is Whole Cow. Freeze-dried beef, wholecows.com. We're going to set up a website called powerhourbeef.com. It's going to be live soon. You can place your orders online. And so what they're doing in Texas here is they're raising beef. They're not going to allow any injections of anything into the cows. None. They're going to grow these things, grass-fed beef, best kind of beef to eat. They're not going to feed them with all this contaminated grain. You're going to get whole cow, freeze-dried beef in chunks, in sections. So when you order through the powerhourbeef.com website, you're not going to get TVP, textured vegetable protein beef. Well, it's beef, but it's been made to look like, you know, it's made out of, no. See, this is what I'm talking about, bioengineered crap. That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's the kind of stuff that you're trying to avoid, that TVP. It's okay if you want to save some of that to trade for somebody that's ignorant of it, that doesn't care. They just want something to shove in their mouth so they can survive. Makes for great trading. But if you want the real stuff for yourself, knowing it's not contaminated, that's why we're going to be setting this website up. And of course, if you don't have internet, we can place the order for you. Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, and EMF Rocks are some of our partners. If you place an order online through thepowerhour.com and you click on the Partners tab, please let us know that you ordered through that tab so that we can get credit for your purchase. Now, also, the free newsletters, You can sign up at thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, and we'll send you newsletters absolutely free. And, of course, this is if you have internet. If you don't, I'm sorry. Nothing I can do about it. Wish you could, but I can't. Lots of things, crazy things happening in the world, of course. And because of the fact that, you know, we've been having issues, you know, we're winging it this morning. Phone lines are open, by the way, for those of you who would like to share your thought processes with us at 844-769-2944. So let's see, where do we start? Well, let's start with the top five news stories for the day. President Trump got the letter from the DOJ stating that he is the target of January 6th investigation. Now, for those of you who don't understand what a target letter is, basically the DOJ is doing him a courtesy of letting him know that we're probably going to indict you because we can indict a ham sandwich here at the DOJ. So it's highly likely that this little speech that you made telling everybody to go march on the Capitol. But if you listen to his speech, I didn't hear him say a word about breaking in and storming the Capitol and killing every congressman in there. I didn't hear him say anything about that. Did you? He didn't say anything about rioting. No. What happened was, is all the agents provocateur and FBI informants, and maybe even the FBI themselves, they set him up. See, because this whole thing was about weaponizing the DOJ and coming after Trump so he couldn't get reelected again. And we all know it. This is why they did it. Perfectly obvious to anybody that is not a lame brain. We have very smart listeners on this show that can understand that, what that concept is. They want to throw him off his political footing so bad that they were willing to not have, and even he offered 20,000 National Guard troops to surround the Capitol to keep anything from going wrong. And it was like, what was he thinking? He was still president at the time J6 occurred. He could have ordered 20,000 troops by edict, surround the Capitol, stop everything from happening. He didn't do it. Pelosi said, no, I don't want it. Miriam Bow Wow Wowzer, the mayor of D.C., she didn't want it. Why do you think they didn't want it? Because they knew something was going down. In the back of their little feeble minds, there was something going on regarding J6, and it was a trap, and they were setting it, and it worked. They sprung the trap like a mouse going after cheese. Yeah, and so everybody that got there expecting to have what Trump termed as a peaceful demonstration turned out to be, get in there, get in there. And all the agents provocateur prompted them to break through the barricades. The Capitol Police helped them do it. Somebody opened the doors and let them in. And now we get what we get because people were not smart enough to understand what they were walking into. And now they're facing the music. You see, our government is famous if you're not paying attention to what is really going on and you're one of these people, I'm a Trumper, I'm a diehard Trump supporter, and I'm going to march in that Capitol and give them a piece of my mind, and now I'm in prison. Now I'm taking up space in the D.C. gulag. You see, that's how it ended up. The ones who were smart that said, you know, something doesn't seem right here, they're the ones that are still free and alive to talk about it. Their health is not being messed with like the people inside the D.C. gulag. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and other congresspeople, Louis Gohmert, people that have visited it inside, understand exactly what's going on. But now Trump got the target letter because they're taking his words and they're twisting them in front of the grand jury. Well, see, he really wanted them to go in and start a riot and disrupt the January 6th certification of the elections. He wanted that to happen, so he incited a riot. He's an insurrectionist, just like they are. He told them to march on the Capitol with the intent. You see, so since grand juries can indict ham sandwiches, Trump got a target letter, which basically goes, it's coming. So now that you understand that, see, it's another means of throwing him off his political footing. I think it would be really bad because, see, what that basically is saying, I mean, he did not go into a crowded theater and yell fire, did he? No. But see, this is very bad for the DOJ to weaponize J6 against Trump. Trump did not perpetrate any of this stuff. As a matter of fact, they shielded him during this. Said there's a riot going on. And he was shielded because Secret Service still has an obligation to protect him. So he wasn't there. He didn't participate in the riot. But now he's a target because we have a DOJ that doesn't give a damn about who it goes after. As long as it can accomplish its political agenda, nothing else matters. As a matter of fact, you know what happened, what was going on in Fulton County, Georgia, with that mishigas. They have the 2020 election investigation going on and a grand jury down there, you know, the forewoman got up and started doing interviews on mainstream media. Oh, yeah, several people are going to be indicted. And so Trump's legal team petitioned to quash the Fulton County grand jury report and indictment, and the Georgia Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to quash it. If it's coming out, you're going to face the music, buddy. So there's another way that they are trying to throw him off his political footing. Now, as far as some other news going on in today's top five news stories, got to understand, too, that the Internal Revenue Service is going to start laying some more stuff out that is going to mess with taxpayers. Yeah, we're talking about those retirement savers out there. A popular tax break in the form of being able to make so-called catch-up contributions to your 401k retirement savings plan is going to go poof at the end of this year. Catch-up contributions refer to a provision in the 401k plans that allow individuals age 50 and older to contribute an extra $7,500 into their 401k accounts for a total of $30,000. But starting next year, you higher income earners are going to be limited as to what it is you can put in. So you're going to have to make other arrangements. And see, here's the thing about your 401k, folks. You know damn well, if you turn around and you start pulling money out big time because you're in a little panic, because when you hit that magic age, you're going to have what we call RMDs, or required minimum distribution payments, every year, and they're going to tax them. This is by design. If somebody passes away and they got a 401k, that period of time really shrinks. You only get just a few years and you have to withdraw the whole thing. So the IRS comes in and they really bang on you for taxes. They catch you going, coming and going, don't they? Death and taxes. That's right. There's some stuff brewing in the Middle East right now. As a matter of fact, U.S. is deploying fighter jets. We're talking about upgraded U.S.-made F-16V fighters. They're sending them, as well as a Navy destroyer, to the Strait of Hormuz in the Gulf of Oman in order to bolster security and deter threats to commercial ships, because apparently Iran's Navy has been attacking ships, trying to seize oil tankers. And so now the U.S. military is making its presence known in the Middle East. Think they're going to kind of do that to upset the jihadists? Yeah. So we have in the world of Hunter Biden, things are getting a little bit more exciting there. Remember we told you last week about a former FBI supervisory special agent that was going to be testifying before House committees? Well, he has confirmed key portions of an IRS whistleblower's testimony that Hunter Biden receive preferential treatment during an investigation into felony tax crimes. This according to the House Oversight Committee. James Comer from Kentucky is the chairman of that committee. Comer did not reveal the identity of the former FBI agent, but, you know, there's a lot of hubbub out there, hubbub and hullabaloo, some big famous words that we can use. Hunter Biden should have been registered as a foreign agent and wasn't. So they're munching on this, by the way. And of course, Jim Jordan again is continuing to threaten Ray. We're talking about not James Earl Ray. We're talking about the head of the FBI with a contempt citation. Oh, come on, Jordan, get on with it. If you're going to hit him with a contempt citation, do it for God's sakes. Don't sit there and pussyfoot around. This is what Americans can't stand, you guys, in your political theater. This is irritating. The U.S. taxpayer deserves better, Mr. Jordan. Do something. If you're going to cite him with contempt, then cite him with bloody contempt. Don't just sit there and threaten him. Do it. And then see what he does. You want this thing all to play out? You're going to have to get crazy on him. In world news, so we're being told, Russia again has launched an intense airstrike against parts of Ukraine overnight, according to Kyiv. See, this gives Zelensky the opportunity to go out and bellyhoo, or, you know, whatever. His belly aching on all these. We need more arms. We need more. Look, you're getting cluster bombs. Putin's already said he's got them, too. You want to really start that? See, this is where the tit for tat occurs, and we don't actually know whether all of that is true. Part of that is true because the sanitization of media. One thing we do know, according to Technocracy News, the Bank of Russia's centralized programmable digital token officially received the State Duma's blessing yesterday. So Russia now has its own CBDC, the digital ruble.
Yes, comrade, we have digital ruble. Huh. Dabrowski, we have digital ruble platform participant.
Yep, this is what they have. You like my Russian accent? Huh. Yep. Here's the final version of the bill. The adopted law clarifies the ban on crediting digital ruble accounts as well as the accrual of interest on the balance of digital rubles. It is also prohibited to open joint digital ruble accounts for several users. They really are going to start monitoring where their country's comrades are spending their money. See, this is just a start. And of course, now, if you're looking at the World Health Organization, technocrats running the World Health Organization are the ones that really are presenting a real and present danger. Oh, my goodness. This is a report out of Technocracy News, of course. The governments intend to transfer decisions over our health, families, and societal freedoms to the Director General of the WHO.
Who?
And so they basically can decide how you function, whether or whenever he or she declares it necessary. Like in the event of a pandemic. Yeah, see, this is the, this is everything having to do with the pandemic epidemic syndrome, border closures. They don't care if people are dropping dead in the streets. They don't care. In promoting lockdowns, the WHO was not only following China, but a group of powerful pharma-related interests who have been pushing for these approaches for over a decade. That includes the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Man, if I were them, I would be looking over my shoulder right now. In other world news, up in Moscow, the police up there have arrested a man for attempting to firebomb Lenin's tomb. Huh. I guess not everybody up there is happy with communism, huh? And did you know in the UK, Over 28,000 people have been convicted under COVID rules violations in England and Wales. 28,000 people have a rap sheet, whether intentional or not, because they didn't mind their P's and Q's when all those COVID rules came out, like mask wearing and abiding by certain things. Yeah, your papers. You don't have your papers? We cite you. Now, 28,000 people have a criminal record, which could affect their ability to get a job. Wow, isn't that amazing how that works? And AI, of course, and this is according to UK's MI6 boss, AI will never replace real-life spies. This is the MI6 intelligence agency in Britain. This is Richard Moore, the director of that foreign intelligence agency, set to speak in Prague on evolving threats to the West from Russia and Iran. See, he's identifying all this. You know, what do they know that we don't know? Yeah, are we being targeted? We might be. Got a couple of minutes left to take a phone call. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I appreciate you, man. I'm putting out the truth like you do. I was hesitant on calling, man. I didn't want to interrupt you, brother.
Hey, we're on a roll here.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. I'm sitting here with my wife. I was like, man, this guy's good right here. But hey, I wanted to tell you the first part. You know, when you first came on with the news, isn't it amazing how good God is and the Word of God is? That the Bible says in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, don't eat swine. And you know, I mean, it says it right there, plain as day. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I sure do. Don't eat the shrine.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, you're talking about this stuff about the pork, and then the pork being bad, and they're injecting the meats and all this stuff, and it says it right there. I mean, God's word is so good, man. It just comes out with the truth that tells you how you should live your life, what you should do, how you should conduct your affairs, and you'll have a good and pleasant life. And if you don't, then this is what's going to happen. And that's just one example of it right there.
You're right. That is one example, right out, straight out of the Word of God. Yep. Don't eat the pork.
Yeah.
Yes. We want you to eat the bugs. No, we're not eating the bugs either. But I wonder, you know, when all those people, Jeff, were stranded out in the wilderness, see, God brought manna from heaven, but, you know, did they eat bugs back then? I'm sure they ate whatever they could to survive, but, you know, that thought just is like a little detesting right now, especially when the World Economic Forum is in your face about it, don't you think?
I'm sure they probably say something like, well, hey, you know, they ate locusts with honey on them, so I'm sure, you know, it's okay. You can eat bugs.
There you go. Joe in New Jersey. Right? You know, we're at the break right now. Jeff, thanks for your call. Joe in New Jersey, if you stay on the phone and hang on during the break, we'll get to your call after we're done here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes out to the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on this Hump Day Wednesday. And of course, you know, the Merrick Garland and the Merrick Darling. Yeah, that's it. He's America's darling, isn't he? Yeah. No, Merrick Garland. I'm talking about the commie pig in the DOJ seat. He and the DOJ are being sued by America First Legal, a conservative group, because they had an obligation to enforce Biden's son to register with the agency while he was sitting on the board of Ukrainian energy firm Burisma Holdings Limited as a foreign agent. They did not do that. So now they're facing the music. The Louisiana legislature, by the way, has overridden Democratic governor. You ready for this? John Bel Edwards' veto of a bill that makes offering so-called gender-affirming care to minors illegal, because both the House and Senate in Louisiana overrode him. That bill becomes law and takes effect January 1st of next year. It puts an end to the disturbing practice of surgeries and hormone therapies for minors. Interesting thing about it, most of the southern states are banning that practice. Imagine that. Joe in New Jersey. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm a little nervous because I know we're pressed for time and stuff, and I know I'm not going to be able to get everything out for you, but I've been trying to get a hold of you the last couple of days, and I left a message on your Power Mall thing over there. I think it was you know, I just left it because I think I have a way for you to fund your show and help everybody at the same time. I've done prototype models and stuff like that, and I heard you calling out for, like, you know, if anybody knows about free energy and stuff like that. And it's very simple, and I thought maybe we can get together, and I could use you as a catalyst to get things going, and I don't want to make a damn cent. I'm a fellow musician, and believe me, money doesn't mean anything to me, and I don't want to make a cent. I just like to see them get rid of all the meters on everybody's houses for gas and electric.
Wow.
And you can put it together real quick, like a bicycle tire. It looks like a little portable fan that you put in the windows, and it's like instead of having like one of these windmill electric generators, you can just use a bicycle tire with magnets to, you know, move the wheel through magnets instead of wind, and you can put it anywhere, you know, you want. And also for electric, I mean, for gas, if you charge platinum, like, in water, it'll be a flammable gas, so you can get free gas too, like that. So if you want to talk to me, I'd like to leave you my number, and maybe we can figure out something where we could start a nonprofit and give them out for free, and maybe with a donation to the show, we can get them out for free to people.
Well, that would be interesting, Joe. The best thing to do is to leave your information.
I'd like to talk to you more, because I know we're short on time, and I don't want to kill your show.
Yeah, I don't want to let the cat totally out of the bag, and I get what you're saying. We're all about solutions here, and you obviously think you've got one, which, you know, we want to look at it, of course. The best thing to do, if you can give our Power Mall a call when we open this morning, and leave your contact information with Jay, because she's going to be picking up the phone at a little over a half hour when we open up at 877-817-9829. We'll get that information and have a discussion.
I appreciate it. I just want to do my part to give a poke at the New World Order. That's all.
Well, I understand that. Thank you for giving a poke at Schwab Kebab. Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. We'll be in touch. Wow. See, I love calls like that. See, because it's all about solutions. I mean, if there's ways you can generate your own juice, we had grid down power up yesterday. Tom Holman's going to be on the show tomorrow. I know that's going to come up in the subject. Tom Holman was President Trump's former ICE director. And we're going to be talking about the real security of the nation right now. Understand that there's some things coming across the border. A lot of these illegal immigrants, and I'm talking about the children, are infected with tuberculosis. If that is not enough to shake you up, and tuberculosis, by the way, is contagious. You know, they start coughing on you. You start coughing up blood. You know, it is, yeah. They're not testing these kids. There is a TB test you take. They're not testing these kids for tuberculosis. And they're just letting them into the countryside. So, folks, you got to protect your lungs. Wow. See, there's all this stuff that's happening that they're not telling you, or they're poo-pooing it off and pushing it under the rug. We need to be told. The Michigan Attorney General, by the way, for those of you that think that the election was stolen, this is Dana Nessel, by the way. That woman needs to be removed. I mean, here she is weaponizing her office again. She's announced charges against 16 people who signed certificates claiming that President Donald Trump won the Michigan election in 2020, that won the state of Michigan. Each of the 16 individuals faces multiple felony charges that in total carry a maximum penalty of 85 years in prison in what Nessel claims is a false elector scheme, undermining the public's faith in the integrity of our elections. Yeah, right. That just gives you the excuse to continue to rip people off. We know what you're thinking, Dana. And you're using your office to weaponize and bring charges against something that it doesn't make any sense at this point. Why would you do that? Whether Trump won the election or not in Michigan, he's not in the White House now, Dana. What's wrong? Pull your head out where the sun never shines, would you? I swear, these people, they just do this because they want to make an example out of people. So it intimidates people. Could that be construed as election interference? Think about it for a minute. Why would they be doing that now when we're approaching the 2024 election cycle? Why would they do that now? To intimidate, to me, that's like an act of terrorism, Dana. Why would you do something like that now, years later? Did you just all of a sudden decide to pull that out of your keister? Or did somebody put you up to it? Are you part of a bigger network of blue state attorneys general that like to go out and just make life a living hell for others? Or is there some political motivation behind it? Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, well, she has been making comments on a potential 2024 presidential bid. I knew she wasn't going to stay out of this. She was on Fox's Hannity and said she would consider running if there were a way for me to serve the country in that fashion best. Of course, she's out of the Democratic Party now, as of October of last year, has become a strong independent voice for common sense policies upholding the U.S. Constitution, overlapping with the priorities of many in conservative circles. Now, I don't see Tulsi Gabbard as RFK Jr.'s running mate. I'm not sure. Would RFK Jr. go that direction since he's saying a lot of things that are overlapping into the conservative camp. So is she. They kind of think alike in a lot of ways. She is a serving reservist now. Understand that. She took an oath to the Constitution like I did, like anybody there who served in our military did. That oath is for life, ladies and gentlemen. So understand, you know, I understand there's quirky things. I know a lot of you don't like her. I think her heart's in the right place, but there's some things that are conflicting with the total conservative idea, the Christian conservative thing, because she is not a practicing Christian. That's what's got people stymied. She's looking at the Constitution and saying we need to uphold it, but she's not a practicing Christian. And a lot of people are taking issue with it. I get it. House Republicans are rejecting a Democratic pressure to disinvite RFK Jr. from testifying on censorship before House committees. Well, see, they want RFK Jr. out there because they want him to talk about why he's crossing over into the conservative forum. They want to ask him a lot of questions. Well, Mr. Kennedy, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think about this censorship of what's going on? Is it right? Is it wrong? Does it violate freedom of speech? They want to hear what RFK has to say. Don't you think the Democrats need to acknowledge that? No, see, they're trying to stifle even their own candidate. No, they want Biden-Harris. They want to, oh, see, this is their big mistake. They put all their confidence in an 80-year-old deviant. He looks like it to me. Doesn't it look like it to you? I say deviant because, my opinion, of course, there's no defamation. Because if it's the truth, you know, all I got to do, if they want to come after me, I'm going to say, fine, bring Ashley's diary forward. I'm going to demand they bring Ashley's diary. I want to read what's in it. I want to read what that deviant did to his daughter in the shower. That's what I want to read. I want the whole country to know. So really, they want to come after me. I want the truth. I want to know what you did, Joe. Your own daughter, Joe, really? Why would she write something like that in a diary, Joe? Man, offending these little ones, Joe, you know what the Word of God says about that in Mark 9:24. Where's that millstone? Yeah. And you want to talk about Nazi Germany pre-World War II? Massachusetts, you people up there, you need to be a little concerned here. Firearm owners are up against the wall. They got this House bill, HD 4420. It's 140 pages long. And you know it's not going to hold up in the U.S. Supreme Court. They're going to fight this thing. This is probably the biggest, most, I think the craziest major gun control legislation. Are you ready for this? I'm going to kind of break it down just in simple terms. It expands the definition of already banned assault weapons, which would outlaw many already legally owned weapons. It would ban firearms in far more places and give law enforcement the opportunity to come in and arrest and detain violators. There's your police state right there. It would require registration of already lawfully owned firearms and magazines, including any add-ons. Let's say you have an AR-15 with a 30-round mag and you want to add an optic. We call them optics, like little sights, you know, at the top of your AR-15. Well, oh, you add that? Oh, you got to register. See, this is Nazi Germany pre-World War II, folks. And not only that, it gives the state, specifically a colonel of the state police who may have no real expertise in firearms training, complete authority, autonomy, and authority over all firearms training in the state. I think you need to be calling your Congress people, folks, you people up there in Massachusetts. I can tell you right now that there is going to be a lawsuit on this, and they're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. But I want you to know what your blue state legislators are thinking. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely just to take all the guns off the street? Yeah, wishful thinking, folks. The criminals will always figure out a way to get firearms. And you morons out there that have no way to defend yourself, well, like I've said on the show, you get what you get. In San Francisco, Safeway is, I guess, a little fed up with all these people walking out the door with groceries. So now they've installed more anti-theft gates. Can you imagine that? You must have a pass. Do you have your receipt? We are going to install an anti-theft mechanism so you cannot get out of the store without paying for your groceries. Wow. You see, this is what it's become. And, you know, see, the thing is that you've got, look at how bad San Francisco is and the homeless population and what they've done. People are literally defecating in the open in the street. And they're putting these public toilets in there that people are, you know, they're just going to mess them up. I mean, this is just nutty. And it's okay with these people out there. I am surprised, you know, that Pelosi can tolerate the stench. Oh, that's probably her. You know which Pelosi I'm talking about, the chatty Kathy doll that keeps saying democracy every time you pull the cord. The one that looks like a wannabe Michael Jackson on a bad makeup day. So, you know, have you heard of the crypto platform Binance? They've just laid off over 1,000 employees amid a federal crackdown of crypto. I have a feeling that something is going to go terribly wrong over there and they're going to be investigated. Maybe that's why they're laying off over 1,000 employees. You think maybe they've been siphoning something off and they're going to get had? They don't want any blowback from their employees, so now they're canning them all. Wow. We have a Tesla Model Y. Imagine this. You could have been in that vehicle. Everybody wants to run out and buy a Tesla because we want to support the electric car industry. We are environmentally conscious and we want to, no, you're woke. Musk has got you so convinced that you want to drive a Tesla. Look how this thing is. It'll give you a whiplash. You can punch it and go from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. Yeah, it's a ticking time bomb. A Tesla Model Y burst into flames while parked on a London street. Just poof. Oh, and there wasn't anybody in it at the time, but can you imagine you walk outside after spending 60 grand on this car and finding it in flames? And you know what it takes to put the fire out, right? You know, like 3,000 gallons of water at least. The battery. Something's wrong here, folks. I mean, literally, they can't give away Ford vehicles. They're discounting these things, trying to get them out of the parking lot. They're sitting there clogging up dealerships, folks. They're trying to push the electric car agenda on you, and drivers, like what they're doing with Bud Light. That's what I was thinking, that proctology joke about the doctor who told the nurse he wanted a Butt Light, not a Bud Light. She brought him a beer. Well, Bud Light is, I mean, they tanked over the 4th of July. I mean, sales dropped another quarter. They're really taking it on the chin. And of course, Bud Light's not doing anything except running these patriotic commercials, trying to win everybody back. But you see, the beer for queers thing, it's already out there. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, stereotypical here, but it's just what you did. You got woke and you put Dylan Mulvaney on a can. And how many, really, think about that. You go into a gay bar. You ever been into a gay bar? How many of them drink Bud Light? Really? How many of them drink Cosmopolitans? How many transgenders drink Bud Light? Really? No, Dylan Mulvaney? Seriously? You put him on a beer can and expect all the woke transgender community to buy your beer? See, that's why they canned the two individuals that came up with this cockamamie idea. This is what's going to happen, because the boycott is going to happen, and rightly so. Amazon, by the way, did you know? This is really, really creepy. Jeff Bezos and company are recording every move their delivery drivers are making, and now the videos are being leaked. Somebody in Amazon is leaking the videos showing the drivers making their deliveries. They want to make sure they're paying for an accurate delivery. Yeah, what else are they trying to make sure? What are they doing when they're recording this stuff? I've heard rumors. Maybe it's true. Maybe we'll get an Amazon driver to call the show and tell us, do you really have to take a jar to urinate in while you're making deliveries? Because they're demanding that you make so many deliveries per hour and you don't even have time to stop and go to the bathroom. Is it true you have to carry a jar with you? How do you know they're not recording you taking a whiz? We don't even know. I mean, this is insane. You want to talk about surveillance state? Geez, talk about an invasion of privacy. And of course, now, extraordinarily sensitive personal data by all these tax preparation firms. Are you ready for that? You say, well, I think I'll take my taxes to H&R Block or Tax Act or Tax Slayer. Guess what these websites are doing? They're sharing it with Google and Meta and other big tech firms. Maybe you want to think twice about taking your stuff to these tax prep companies. This is why I use a CPA that doesn't rely on that. All that information, every single one of your deductions, all your personal financial information, where you spent your money, what deductions you're taking, all of that. Whew. So it's time to start boycotting. Yeah, unless you want all your... I got nothing to hide. Yeah. Oh, man, I know all of our listeners out there are smarter than that. And did you know that the Biden official that's behind the gas stove ban admits he doesn't know the basic facts about electric stove installation? Did you know? This is insane. And he's trying to ban gas stoves. Every chef in the country right now is, they can't do that. It's going to put us out of business. I need gas. Gas heats quicker. We don't have to use as much. Folks, I only use 150 gallons of propane in 1 year. And that includes my cooking, my fireplace, my hot water heater. Jeez. I'm not even 150, 140 gallons a year of propane. A year. Wow. And these morons want to take your gas stove away. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it'd be really interesting about being able to go out and actually buy a gas stove now while they're available that can be converted to, the orifice is converting to propane. so that you have one handy that you can sell on the black market. Wouldn't that be interesting? Imagine how much you could get for that if they banned gas stoves. Huh. There's a thought. I know some people out there probably have already thought of it. And of course, people don't want to know about climate engineering. Well, RFK Jr. got together with our very own Dane Wigington, who's been on the show, and talked to him all about climate engineering. Amazing how that is. By the way, we have an Alaska volcano erupting over the islands out there, the Aleutians, spewing large ash out there. Of course, pilots understand that. They've been given the warning not to fly over the Aleutians because of it. We're going to try to get Miriam Grossman on the phone here in the next hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.